Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news element sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. This week, there's plenty happening in the open source world, so I'll break down some of the more important developments around software and hardware updates. The FFmpeg project is now prepping to launch version 8.1, and the list of enhancements is pretty substantial for anyone working with multimedia. Perhaps the most headline-grabbing improvement is the tighter Vulkan acceleration, where we're seeing actual gains for both encoding and decoding Apple ProRes files. There's also the introduction of JPEG XS support, using the libsvt JPEG XS library to bring on both structure passing and better compression capabilities. That means creators working with high-resolution, low-latency video workflows will have a more efficient toolbox built right into FFmpeg. On top of that, we're seeing AV1 encoding improvements, like full direct 3D12 encoder support, which ought to make Windows-based video crunchers much happier. Metadata handling gets a lift as well, with more mature support for EXIF tags, making FFmpeg an even better all-rounder for cameras and imaging devices. All of this points to a project that's not just playing catch-up with industry standards, but is pushing pretty hard ahead of the curve. If you're producing content professionally or just as a keen hobbyist, these changes mean fewer external tools, more control, and likely some real gains in speed and workflow simplicity. Moving to the graphics world, Mesa 26.1 is ramping up its support for Intel's next wave of hardware, specifically the Nova Lake P platform. The current update has merged support for as many as 9 separate PCI device IDs, giving developers an early chance to iron out bugs and performance issues before expected commercial hardware drops. While this support is experimental, it genuinely matters for those who want the latest and greatest from Intel, or who are developing the next generation of graphical applications. Beyond just identification, Mesa's team are focusing on stability, optimizing performance, and making sure the end-user experience is robust and future-proofed. These early driver stack additions are critical for hardware vendors and open-source enthusiasts alike, both to check compatibility and to help smooth that all-important first launch week. We're also seeing an encouraging trend in the way Mesa is ensuring new platforms don't just work, but work well. That means when Nova Lake P hardware does land, many bugs and pain points will already have been addressed, offering a much less frustrating adoption phase. Looking at the operating system layer, Linux kernel 7.0-RC3 brings some particularly interesting developments, mainly aimed at AMD and Intel hardware support. For enterprise server admins, one big tick is the implementation of IBPB on entry for AMD SEVSNP virtual machines, which directly targets high-profile speculative execution vulnerabilities. With cybersecurity concerns at an all-time high, this change should reassure those deploying sensitive or mission-critical services on AMD hardware. Linux is also improving its ability to handle complex memory and compute topologies, particularly through better sub-NUMA clustering support. In practical terms, this means systems running on big iron, think major databases or scientific clusters, will do a better job of resource management and performance tuning. It's a technical upgrade, but one with very real cash and user experience implications down the line. Sandwiched between hardware and software, though, is a much more philosophical debate, one that the open source world is still only just beginning to grapple with. I'm talking about the impact of artificial intelligence, especially large language models, on open source licensing, ownership, and ethical code use. A big example erupted recently around the Shardy Python library, where an AI-assisted rewrite generated code that included new license terms without author approval. This may sound like a legal gray area, but to a lot of developers it's anything but. The worry is that AI systems, which are usually trained on enormous sets of existing open source projects, might start inadvertently, or intentionally, modifying code in ways that break original license agreements. This could see critical credit for original authors vanish, or even worse, expose organizations and individuals to legal risks if downstream projects wind up with incompatible or invalid licenses. So what's the community doing about it? There's a growing drumbeat for clearer, more enforceable standards about how LLMs interact with licensing. More developers are taking extra measures to flag, correct, or even refuse AI-generated pull requests that haven't gone through proper license compliance review. It's still early days, but what's obvious is that as AI takes a greater role in our codebases, the open source world needs new safeguards and a sharper sense of ethics. Otherwise, we risk losing the very transparency and collaborative trust that made these projects such a force for innovation in the first place. Switching back to more straightforward release news, we've got a handful of smaller but no less useful updates to cover. DigiCam 9.0 arrives as a substantial upgrade for anyone managing large photo libraries, adding far better support for new camera models, raw file types, and refining the application's user experience. The interface feels noticeably smoother, and there are important workflow improvements for pros and weekend shooters alike. There's also an important fix in the Linux 7.0 kernel for the Apple Magic Trackpad 2, which should see far more accurate battery level reporting on Linux systems. For those in the Apple ecosystem looking to step outside Mac OS, this makes using the Magic Trackpad under Linux not just viable, but genuinely enjoyable. For the desktop crowd, Budgie 10.10.2 has landed and brings with it a better Wayland compositor and a raft of desktop improvements. The changes here focus on smoother display handling and user interaction under modern graphics stacks, which is crucial for anyone wanting a polished experience under Linux. As desktop environments compete for users, those little UX enhancements can be the difference between someone sticking around or heading back to more familiar platforms. Altogether, these changes from media tools to drivers and new kernels demonstrate a thriving, often unsung effort to keep OpenTech not just working, but propelling us toward better workflows and experiences. If you look at the broader trend, it's pretty clear the open source community is doubling down, not only on features and performance, but on security and ethical use as well. One of the best things about open source is the culture of continuous engagement, where users and developers work together to raise the bar, challenge assumptions, and keep projects honest and innovative. Advancements like those in FFmpeg, Mesa, and the Linux kernel are only possible because of thousands of contributors and testers spending their time on the boring bits so you don't have to. Meanwhile, the debate on AI and licensing reminds us just how complex the future of open source could get if we don't set solid ground rules now. It's not just about code anymore. It's about trust, credits, and the freedom to innovate without fear of unintended legal hazards. If you want to know more about any of these projects, check out their homepages and source repositories, which are full of release notes, changelogs, and lively discussions. Whether you're developing commercial products or simply tinkering at home, these changelogs are often a fantastic way to stay up to date and spot trends early, which can make a real-world difference in both business and hobbyist settings. As we wrap up this update, remember that the open source community keeps moving thanks to your participation. Whether you write code, find bugs, help with documentation, or simply spread the word, every contribution, no matter how small, adds up and helps guarantee that these platforms keep getting better for everyone. If you have questions, suggestions, or want us to cover a particular topic, let us know. Otherwise, stay tuned. We'll be back soon with the next round of releases and the latest debates shaping the future of open source. Thanks for listening.